Amen. Special thanks to Jim and Amy Kreider for putting us in the Christmas spirit this morning. If you have not already gotten in the Christmas spirit, we hope, trust, and pray that you will take this time to still ourselves in the presence of the Father. I know with a lot of people I've spoken with, there's varied opinions on how people feel, how things have been going through this particular time as we head into Christmas, but we're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're joining us online. If you're part of our online audience today, we're so thankful that you are joining Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. We want to welcome you. If you are joining us by way of our Facebook portal, we want you to do something for us, because it takes a minute or two, at least for me, to type. Look, see who all's down there. Say hello to somebody that you know, and say hello to somebody that you don't know. Say hello to Dr. Gant. He's over there monitoring our online community. We want you to know that you're just as much a part of our church where you are as if you were sitting here right now. And church people always talk to each other as best we can. So if you're online, say hello to somebody. Give somebody a wave. If you are sitting here, look at somebody and wave and give them a big smile. Don't give them the grumpy Grinch looking smile. Look, wave at somebody. There you go. You guys are looking good. Let's all act like we're in a parade. Give them a wave. There you go. If you're in the sanctuary over there, give somebody a wave. Now, if somebody's crazy enough to be sitting outside today on the lawn, give them a wave. If you're in the cars, wave at somebody next to you. But at any rate, let's greet one another, and let's do the best we can to work on being connected as best we can in this time of COVID-19. I know it's tough, but that wave and that smile can make somebody's day. I can promise you that. Again, we're glad that you're joining us today on this what we call Christmas Sunday morning at Central Baptist Church. We look forward to being able to gather around the Lord's Word. We look forward to our hearts being blessed. I know that I've already been blessed in song. Thank you, Jim and Amy. And well, we'll open in a word of prayer, and then we're going to have an opportunity to be blessed once again as Tammy Bowman's going to come and share with us in song. But let's pray together this morning. Our Father, as we come into your house, Lord, we do so with a sense of expecting. Lord, as we've come here today, we expect to hear from you. Lord, I pray for those who are going to be viewing today and this week. I pray, Lord, that they have shown up with a sense of expectancy, that they're expecting you to say something or to speak a word into their heart or their life that's going to make a tremendous difference, because, Lord, we know that's what you want to do. Father, we realize that so often we get so busy and we get superficial with you. But Lord, you're wanting us to go into that prayer closet or that hiding place, and you want us to just shut down the world around us. Father, you want us to close that door and to be still in your presence, because we know that as we do, you're going to have a word for us. You're going to speak to us, and you're going to speak loudly. You're going to bless our hearts. You're going to draw us close to you. So Father, we ask that today that you would help us to go into that mode, that room, that area of our heart and life, that we would put aside distractions, that we might hear from you through your word today and through song today. Lord, we know that that's what you want to do. Help us, Father, to be prepared to do that this very day, as we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have chosen me now to carry your son. Mm-hmm. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am for the mercy of your. Together, be forever near me, breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of
amen. What a blessing. Amen? Amen. All right. It's not going to hurt y'all to say something today. I think the coffee kicking in, but we have been blessed indeed today through music. I know that my heart has truly been blessed, and we have been carried into the presence of our Father, and what a joy it is. He's here today. If you have your Bible this morning, go ahead and turn with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Yeah, it had been many, many centuries as they awaited. We've been learning that over the past several weeks. The world had been waiting a long time for the prophesied Messiah to come. We know that we talked about the fact that there was a 400-year period of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then as the New Testament and the birth of Christ comes to the world and through the Word, a flurry of activity begins to take place. You know, there's prophecy that's being fulfilled. We begin to see God very, very active in what's taking place. You know, the hour had finally arrived. There was message from the angels to Mary, to Joseph. There was the taxing that was all part of God's plan that was designed to bring about the journey down to Bethlehem. And then there was the birth in the stable, not a spotless hospital, not a place that many of us would think about wanting to bring a child into this world. I can imagine what that's like. I think so often we forget to put ourselves in that sort of a scenario. And when you think about what that must have been like, I don't know how many of y'all have been around barns. Many of y'all have been around barns in your life. It's a great place. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against barns. Love them. Don't think it's the right atmosphere to bring a child into this world, though. You know, it has its own fragrance. It's got its own feel to it and so many other things. But that's how our Savior entered into this world, born in a stable, not some hospital. Yeah, think about what that must have been like. And ironically enough, there was no doctor there. However, a doctor is telling the story that we're going to look at in the Scripture this morning. Look with me, if you would, Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading at verse 10. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning with verse 10. It says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds." Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you today, we're so grateful and thankful not only to know and hear through your word about your birth, but Lord, to be able to participate in it. Lord, what a joy it is to know that you belong to us and we belong to you. And Father, we're so grateful that amidst this life that we live, this is not the end, and this is not by any means the best. But Lord, the best will come when we have the opportunity to come face to face with you, when we have that opportunity to just gather around your feet, Lord, to shout praises in your name, to not worry about pain or sorrow or death. Lord, to be there with all those that we've known and loved who are there in your presence now. What a joy. But for right now, Lord, you've given us a task, much like the shepherds that we've just read about. We're to be about your business until such time when we have the opportunity to be in your presence. Lord, help us as we concentrate today on the story of your birth. May it come to life in our hearts. For Lord, we've said many times your word is a living word. It's quick, it's powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. May it pierce our heart today. And may you draw us close to you. Lord, bless this, your servant, for these moments that you and you alone truly would be lifted up as we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when I think about what that scenario's like, and we've come at it many years, and if you've been around church any in your life, and if you've read this story, you've probably heard preachers preach multiple messages on the birth of Christ, and you've seen them come at so many different angles, so much of this is not new to you today, but yeah, as we read this, I want us to do so with a new sense, a sense of, Lord, show me something, and Lord, if it's not to show me something different, it's to show me my position with you and your position with me, that as you wrap your loving arms around me, that my life will be different. You know, this is that time of the year where it's a joyous time of the year for most, but for a lot of folks, this is a really, really hard time of the year for various and sundry reasons. For some people, this is one of those times of the year that they just go into and they can't wait until it's over because they're reflecting upon the pain that's in their heart. They're reflecting upon how life hasn't gone in the way that they wanted it to or the way they feel like it should. They're reflecting upon the fact of loneliness. They're reflecting upon everything other than the joy that comes with the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, the Lord is challenging us to put all those things aside, to remember the good, to remember your value, to remember that He has a plan for each and every one of our lives, to remember that not only does He have a plan, He doesn't look at us as employees, He looks at us as family, and He loves us beyond anything that we could ever imagine. When we pick up verse 10 in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, we've mentioned before about what it must have been like as those shepherds were going about their business in a normal and an ordinary way. This year, it's a lot easier to make a comparison because back in March, many of us were going about life in our normal and ordinary way, weren't we? Yeah, we had that process to what we how we went to work, what we did, where we went, what our life was like. In mid-March, all that got turned upside down. It just got completely changed in our lives. There are many that that have viewed this virus and done so with fear. There are many of those maybe who are watching today who have a fear because of coronavirus. Well, there's good news for each and every one of us today. No matter where we are, the Lord gives us the same message that He gave the shepherds that day that we read in verse 10 when He says, "Do not be afraid." Folks, don't be afraid. God never intended for us to live our lives in fear. He intended for us to live wisely, but He never intended for us to live our lives in fear. And as those shepherds were there going about their lives in an ordinary way, seeing ordinary business as usual, there was this great light that shone about, something they had never seen before, something they probably had never, people haven't seen since. It was definitely out of the ordinary. It was attention getting. It was to the point where it caused fear. And the angel knew this. So when the angel made this appearance, verse 10 says, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." How many of us need to grasp that concept today? Do not be afraid. Not just about the virus, about your life, about your job, about your family, about your personal ways of doing things. The Lord's working in your life. And here's what He's telling us. Do not be afraid. It is so easy to have fear. It's so easy for us to think about, well, if I do this, what am I going to lose? If this takes place, what's going to happen? You know, what about my job? What about my family? What about my status? What about all these different things? And the Lord is telling us emphatically today, do not be afraid. I've got this. Now that's Roy. That's not the biblical part. The "I've got this" is basically what I'm telling you God's saying to us. He's got it. No matter where you think, nothing has surprised Him. No matter what's going on, it's not surprising to God. Not only does He know about it, He has allowed it to happen for a reason in your life. And He is bringing that reasoning together that it might culminate in His honor and His glory. Are we seeing that? Verse 10, do not be afraid. Why? Why should you not be afraid? The angel said, "For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The announcement, the proclamation, what it must have been like.
There had been people who had studied the Old Testament prophets and knew the Word of God and knew that there would be a coming Messiah. Did these shepherds know about that? I don't know. It doesn't tell us that. But what we do know is this, that there was an angelic visit, and it was so moving and it was so meaningful. Maybe it was the fact that it was something so completely unusual that it got their attention. You see where I'm going with that in application today? This has been the most unusual 9 or 10 months of our lives, hadn't it? Maybe it's just so unusual. Maybe God is using that to get our attention. Maybe that's what it's taken to make us just stop where we are, because we have certainly stopped where we are, haven't we? Yeah, a lot of people have used that expression, hunker down. We've stayed at home. It's given us a chance to reflect. It's given God time to get our attention. And maybe that's what this is all about. But in the midst of it, he said, don't be afraid. There's good news. There's good news for your life. To the shepherds, he said, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Their announcement was to bring an end to fear. And I pray that today, the announcement that the Holy Spirit is making today from God Almighty through His servant is that whatever you are fearful about, that you hear the words, do not be afraid, because God is on the throne and God can handle it. The shepherds were afraid, but that ran deeper with them as well. The first evidence that they had of a contact with the Lord being His angel was fear. I want us to think about that. Fear has been stalking all mankind for centuries, hadn't it? Not just here, but all throughout the Bible. Think about Abraham. Abraham lied about Sarah because he was afraid in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Jacob was afraid of Esau. Moses was afraid of Pharaoh and of rejection that we read back in Exodus. Israel was afraid to enter the promised land, weren't they? Remember that little story at Kadesh Barnea? Lord said, there it is, go get it. They were afraid. The bad report came back.